The viewing area. Now, a turn to the left will take you into the second corridor of our tour, the viewing area. This 50-foot hallway is dimly lit. You may notice pinpoints of light beaming from the floor along the way. It's important to protect the Star-Spangled Banner from light, which can be the source of greatest damage to the flag's delicate fabric. To the left, stretching along the length of the hallway, is a floor-to-ceiling glass wall between you and the display of the Star-Spangled Banner. The darkened chamber that holds the flag is the size of a small home. The massive flag is laid out flat on a table that is tilted up 10 degrees. The flag glows in the darkness. It is 30 feet high and 34 feet wide. That's a quarter the size of a basketball court. Each red and white stripe is nearly 2 feet wide. They are tattered and faded. Large portions of the white stripes have deteriorated and are missing entirely. A huge field of blue in the upper left corner of the flag has stars that are 2 feet across. One of the stars is missing. The right side of the flag, called the fly edge, is jagged. Many pieces on this side of the flag were cut away as patriotic keepsakes in the 1800s. Although it seems large today, a garrison flag like the Star-Spangled Banner was a standard size for the time. It was intended to fly over forts on flagpoles as high as 90 feet and to be seen from great distances. Running along the base of the glass barrier is a slanted ledge within which are illuminated text panels, each with the same message. This flag, raised over Baltimore's Fort McHenry on September 14, 1814, inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner. Maker, Mary Pickersgill, Baltimore, 1813. Material, wool bunting with cotton stars. Design, 15 stars and 15 stripes. The official U.S. flag from 1795 to 1818. Size, 30 by 34 feet. Originally, 30 by 42 feet. One star and other pieces were cut away as patriotic keepsakes in the 1800s. Along the back wall of the flag's display area are projected the words to the first stanza of our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars, through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? At the rear of the viewing area is a bench if you would like to rest. At the far end of the glass wall that separates the viewing area from the flag chamber is a tall glass panel. On the top right is a tactile cast glass image of the flag. It's labeled the Star-Spangled Banner in raised letters and in Braille. Below it is an actual size tactile cast glass star. Enjoy getting a hands-on sense of the Star-Spangled Banner and one of its stars. If you turn around 180 degrees, you'll find a wide tabletop that is an interactive activity. On it is the moving image of an actual size detail of the Star-Spangled Banner. You can control how the image moves by touching it and moving your hand up, down, or sideways. Also on the image are circles and hand-shaped paddles. When these hot spots are touched, various facts about the banner are displayed. For instance, the blue canton is made of wool dyed with the indigo plant. The red stripes are made of wool dyed with the roots of the madder plant. The stripes of the flag were pieced together from two narrower strips of wool bunting that was imported from England. The stars are made from cotton and were attached by reverse appliqué. In other words, each star was stitched into place on one side of the flag, then the cloth behind cut away to reveal it. Each star measures approximately 2 feet across. The flag weighs approximately 40 pounds. The flag was taken down from its place in the museum's Flag Hall in 1998 for conservation. It is too fragile to ever hang again. Conservators work to preserve the flag for the future, not to restore it to its original condition.